All right, another week, another episode here of me talking to myself, walking down the road. It's chilly again this morning, but it's been a great week. It's been about in the 70s. It gets cold at night and then it heats up in the day, which has been super nice. I like that a lot. But all right, so today I'm just gonna kind of talk about thoughts and letting thoughts enter your mind and what stays, what goes, and yeah, just stuff like that. So I'm not a believer really in the fact that you can control your thoughts. I don't really think that's a real thing. I think there's always going to be things that come to you that you have absolutely no control over, things that are kind of either somewhere deep in, like, in your subconscious, or it's kind of buried in your DNA that, when you see something or something is going to trigger something in your mind, remind you of something. So I'm a big believer in the fact that you can control your thoughts and totally avoid negative thoughts, because I really don't think that's true. But what I do think is that you obviously have a significant amount of control over what you do with those thoughts, right? So almost think of it like thoughts come and thoughts go, and what decides what stays and what decides what goes. Ultimately, it's a conscious decision of what you want to pay attention to and what you don't want to pay attention to. And thoughts are like seeds, man. They grow. So if you're constantly letting these thoughts in and you're entertaining, we have so many thoughts every day. If you're entertaining every single thought that you have, one, you'll go nuts. Two, you're just gonna waste so much energy on things that don't matter. Like, think of all the time, and we all do it, who you are, no matter what you say, how much time you waste every single day on thoughts and things you have no control over. Mean, for me, for example, this happens a lot. And I think I've gotten a lot better at it, but there was a time not too long ago, months ago even, where just, letting things that I just couldn't control just sit in my head. Things I had no control over, I just let them sit there and let them grow and grow until they become these huge problems in my head, which is just not good, because then it just, you get unproductive, unmotivated, and you just start to play all these what if kind of scenarios in your head, and really after a while it just drives you crazy. But what I kind of learned is you gotta have some sort of filter system. If you could see me right now, I'm hitting my head, I'm moving my hands around, but thoughts come in, think of it, in through the left ear, out through the right ear. They're gonna pass through this thing called your brain. Just think you gotta have this thing there that just picks them out. If this is a thought that's good, it's gonna help me push the needle forward more toward where I need to go. And yeah, we'll entertain that thought. We'll let it grow. We'll give it real estate in our mind. But if it's a bad thought or something you have no control over, which is really hard, because we think we have a lot of control, but we think we have way more than we have. We think we can influence what other people think, which sometimes we can, sometimes we can't. But we get bogged down in this thought that we can always change things and always change how people think and feel, which isn't always true, which is extremely difficult for people. Human beings to swallow sometimes. It's very hard. But he's got to have this filter, and, and just, what am I going to grab onto? Am I going to grab onto these thoughts that are telling me these things that are going to help me? And those don't always need to be, or aren't always going to be good thoughts. They could be thoughts of like, hey, got to kick it up here. Got to grab onto that. Use it. 'Cause it's going to move the needle toward where you want to go. But But like I said, there's a lot. I mean, we have so many thoughts in the day. I don't know what the number is. It's got to be thousands and millions, whatever, big numbers. It's all about what you're grabbing onto, all about what you're paying attention to. You know, this is just exactly like the row event that I drew up. Man, there's going to be thoughts that come into my head that have no business being in my head, but I'm going to entertain them because something, either my physical body is going to hurt or something is going to say, like something's going to give it life. And the second you give a bad thought life, is like I said, the second it starts to grow. And then as it grows and grows, it takes up more and more real estate in your head before ultimately it consumes you. So we're really, like, people say this, and it sounds crazy, but, like, you are what you think. And you are the thoughts that you entertain, and you have so much more control over these things than you think. You know, I see this, you see this on social media all the time. This is a prime example. I'm not trying to hit anyone, you know, in the political world on either side, because they both do it. But man, there are just people who you wonder how they get through a day. All it is complaints, this, that, this is terrible, this person's terrible. You know, if you support this side, you're just a terrible person. I'm like, man, you are letting every tweet and everything that you see take a place in your head. And you're just letting these thoughts grow, and you're giving life to these thoughts that you have no control over. This week there's a presidential election. We still don't know who won. How much is that going to change your day-to-day life, who the president of the United States is? Not very much, but yet people get so caught up in it, you know, so caught up in these thoughts and these theories. It's just, it's consuming and it's draining. You know, you follow that thing for a night. And I was talking to a friend, I'm like, how the heck are you someone who's on the news where this is all you're doing all day, is bickering and arguing and just trying to find things that support your side all day? And I'm like, it's just draining. This was draining for a night following this. But, I mean, you just see that. You just see people who are just mentally and emotionally weak on social media, in my opinion. That's all you see. I mean, anybody who's just in your face about politics, about anything, you know. Not anything. Politics is a big one, though. And just like, hey, if you don't do this, you don't support this, you're terrible. I'm not talking to you. We can't be friends. Like, man, like, that's a person who doesn't have the filter I'm talking about, or hasn't worked on the discipline. And I'd say, you know, this, the mental toughness to, you know, just have these thoughts. They come, you know, bad ones, let them go. Don't have control over them, let them go. Much easier said than done, because obviously social media, everybody has a voice. Everybody wants a voice. Everybody wants their voice to be heard. And you think you're changing the world by doing that. Whatever. I need to get off this topic. But I, you know, a big part of it too is, and what, you know, real estate in your head should not be cheap. And your mind, what you let sit there, I mean, it should be like Beverly Hills, you know, expensive. You know, not everyone can live there. Same thing with your thoughts. You just don't let every single thought you have, you know, gain real estate in your head. And make sure that real estate's expensive. You know, what thoughts you're entertaining, they have to be damn good thoughts or helpful thoughts. You know, but the second you start to let these thoughts that don't, like I said, don't move the needle, don't help you, they're just negative, toxic thoughts, start to just sit in your head, man. You just become so mentally weak by letting things outside of your control you. And like I said, you know, I've been through this. I still go through this all the time. when you let something that doesn't have control sit in your head, you become mentally weak. And you just, I don't know what the right word is, but you just become a different person, and it's just not good. You lose a lot from that. Just let bad thoughts just take over your mind. So, real estate in your head. Don't let it be cheap. Make it expensive. You know, pay attention to what thoughts you're entertaining, even the smallest ones. You know, you're on the road. You know, someone cuts you off, and what are you gonna do? Honk your horn and go crazy? You're just gonna kind of just, you know, be glad that you can cause a wreck and move on with your day, you know? Because in the moment, it always feels good to blow off a little steam, but in the long run, you usually regret stuff like that. So just, you know, start small. It doesn't have to be big things, but just start paying attention to your thoughts. What you're entertaining, what you're picking out of the air, you know, and tossing up in your head. Because thoughts in a lot of ways, I believe, you know, can make or break you. You're constantly thinking about toxic things, constantly just, you know, being triggered, as I like to call it, all the time, and just looking into reasons to be mad. Not going to get anywhere, and you're just going to develop this victim mentality all the time of, the world's out to get me. Oh man, nobody wants to be around people like that. And you want to be around the people who, you know, just are positive and, you know, just happy and ambitious, you know. But it's kind of my two cents on that. Just thinking about thoughts and being careful about what you entertain. Being careful about what you give real estate to in your head. Just really only grabbing on the thoughts that are going to help you, going to move the needle for you in that direction. I'm sure that was kind of a bit of a ramble, but I just wanted to, it's just such a complex topic to talk about. And it's hard because it's different for everybody. So yeah, I just hope you guys got something out of this today. But yeah, man, have a great weekend. See you next week.